This is a Simon & Schuster audio presentation of James C. Freund's Smart Negotiating, How to Make Good Deals in the Real World. Jim Freund, a senior partner in the New York law firm of Skadden, Arp, Slate, Marr & Flom, is a prominent negotiator who was involved in many of the major corporate takeover battles of the last decade, from TWA to Federated Department Stores. He's a skilled, seasoned lawyer who negotiates for a living.
Just what is smart negotiating all about? Some people compare it to chess, with the two sides matching wits, making moves, and thinking ahead. But in chess, there's a winner and a loser. In fact, winning is the object of the game. In a negotiation, the goal is for both sides to reach a mutually satisfactory agreement. Either both of you are satisfied, or there's no deal.
Jim Freund begins by helping you recognize the basic skills needed in making a deal. Once you hear what the basic skills are, he'll illustrate how to use those skills as he presents his game plan approach to smart negotiating.
Leverage.
Information.
Credibility. Judgment.
Leverage.
Information. The basic skills involve such crucial factors as leverage, information, credibility, and judgment. No special qualifications are needed to participate. Negotiating success isn't dependent upon accidents of birth or formal education. Rather, it's the ability to read people, a willingness to challenge and resist, flexibility, the capacity to persuade, a healthy dose of common sense. These are the qualities you need, and they're available to anyone. The basic skills are interrelated. To observe this in action, let's examine a typical negotiation, which I call the case of the overreaching subtenant. Keep your ears open to what's going on, and try to form your own opinion of the negotiating involved.
Ted's a tenant in a residential apartment in Big Town. His lease has 14 months to go, terminating December 31 of next year. Although his lease explicitly prohibits carrying on a trade or business from the premises, Ted's been using his apartment to operate his consulting business, Ted Talks. In October of this year, Ted's landlord discovers what Ted has been doing and presents him with an ultimatum. Either stop conducting business from the apartment or move. Ted has no choice. He must move out. The landlord gives him until the end of the year. Fortunately...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?